Hello and welcome to a very special episode of The Laydown. My name is Ryan and I cannot tell you how excited I am to share this interview with you. I recently got to sit down with Jack Dalton, who calls himself Kid Conservationist. His goal is to get orangutans off the endangered species list, and he's got a book that could help accomplish that goal. Jack Dalton is the youngest author that we've had on the podcast, and he's one of the most amazing kids I've ever met. Please, please enjoy this interview with Kid Conservationist Jack Dalton. Hi, Jack Dalton. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's it going?
I'm great. Thank you very much. I'm super excited to be here today. So thank you very much.
Oh my gosh. It is my pleasure. I am so excited to have you on the podcast. I'm going to start by asking you a question that I don't think I've ever asked any of my interviews before, but it's a pretty cool question. Jack, tell our listeners how old you are.
I am 11 years old. I actually just turned 11 a couple weeks ago.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much.
You are our youngest guest on the podcast. You're the youngest author that I've chatted with. And I am so inspired by you, and I kind of want to be you when I grow up. So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Jack. I'm the Kid Conservationist, and my goal is to get orangutans off the endangered species list. I say education is the first step. If we don't know about an issue, how can we help it? So I educate through, I have a YouTube channel where I make fun educational videos such as my 10 in 10 series where I say 10 facts in 10 seconds each. I also do interviews with experts to learn more myself and then share that knowledge with others. I've done interviews with the PR director of Ben & Jerry's. I've done interviews with Joel Sartore, who is the photographer for National Geographic's Photo Arc. And so I've interviewed a lot of cool people. I also do presentations to kids. I've presented all around the globe, really, because I've presented in America, I've presented to kids in Mexico and Spain, especially during COVID, because that's opened up the virtual opportunities.
That is so good. You're so cool.
Thank you.
That is so amazing. I want to know, what inspired you to get orangutans off the endangered species list?
So when I was down in Memphis, Tennessee at the Memphis Zoo, my family traveled for my dad's work. He's a nurse. While my mom homeschooled me because she's a teacher. And we were down in Memphis, Tennessee, and we would go to the Memphis Zoo almost every day because it was such a great zoo. Right now, it's actually one of only three zoos in the U.S. that has pandas. So the Memphis Zoo is a great zoo, but my favorite animal there was always the orangutans. And I loved seeing them play and just be so happy. But one time it was a very special little baby orangutan named Rowan. It was his birthday party. And that was where I first learned about orangutans and how palm oil was affecting them. And ever since then, I've worked towards my goal of getting orangutans off the endangered species list.
Wow. Can you tell us a little bit about how palm oil does affect the orangutans?
Yeah, so palm oil can only be grown within 10 degrees of the equator. It is used in 50% of grocery store foods and cosmetics because it's useful, it's cheap, and it helps products last longer. Mm-hmm. So palm oil is great, but it has to be grown within 10 degrees of the equator, and that's where the rainforest is. And Indonesia and Malaysia, the only two countries where orangutans live, is where 80% of palm oil is grown.
Wow.
So that is why orangutans are so critically endangered, is because they live in these rainforests that have to be cleared due to habitat loss and for palm oil. So it's devastating what's happening to the orangutans. But luckily, there are a lot of people out there who are working towards helping them.
That's great that we're getting to a place where we can help. What are some of the things that we can do in our daily lives to help the orangutans?
So one of the biggest things is educate. As I mentioned, Education is the first step. If we don't know about an issue, how can we help it? So, first we must educate ourselves. After that, we can educate others, and there are a lot of ways to do this. You can spread the word on social media. I do it through YouTube, and there are just a whole bunch of ways. Another great way to help orangutans is to buy palm oil free. Palm oil is it's destroying orangutans' habitats, but if we don't buy products that have palm oil, then that tells the big companies that do use palm oil in their products that us consumers don't want palm oil in their products. And that really just showing it's our consumer choice whether or not we buy a product with palm oil. And some examples are Reese's Pumpkins. The peanut butter cups actually don't have palm oil. So it's interesting that from one brand, they can have different products. One that does have palm oil and the other that doesn't.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Noted. I'm going to start looking for all kinds of palm oil free products. We got to save the orangutans.
Yeah.
So you wrote a book, my friend.
I did.
Tell us about your book.
My book is called Kwan the Orangutan, Lost in the Rainforest, which is about the special relationship between baby orangutans and their mothers. And when Kwan gets separated from his mother, he relies on the help of his friends to direct him back. And it's really such a great book because for every book bought in collaboration with Orangutan Alliance, a tree is planted in the rainforest.
I love that.
Along with the book, you also get an access code and the link to a Kwan the Orangutan Lost in the Rainforest yoga video that accompanies the story. Amazing. I wrote this book to educate and inspire the next generation of conservationists, kids just like myself, and to help the rainforest as well directly by planting trees.
I love that. Let's talk a little bit about how you got your book published and how did you arrange it so that you can have a tree planted for every book. So let's start with the publication. What did that look like? How did you get the book out there?
I self-published the book because I wanted the illustrator to be Lexi Yang. And Lexi is very special because she is actually the primate zookeeper who set up the birthday party where I first learned about orangutans and how palm oil was affecting them.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and she's a very talented artist. So I was very lucky that I was able to have her illustrate this book. It was her first children's book that she illustrated and my first children's book that I wrote. So that was a super cool collaboration. But I actually, before I wrote this book, I wrote a different book about Kwan where he befriended a palm oil worker. And I spoke with a publisher at National Geographic, and she told me that it was a bit wordy for the age group that I was looking to educate. So becoming a more well-established author with a shorter book before that book was written could be a good idea. And that was when I wrote Kwan the Orangutan, Lost in the Rainforest. So that was about the publication. How I set up the tree planting was with Orangutan Alliance, which is one of the two organizations that I'm the youth ambassador for, the other one being Orangutan Republic. But Orangutan Alliance certifies products that are palm oil free. So if you ever see the Orangutan Alliance symbol on a product, you know that it is palm oil free. But Orangutan Alliance has the hashtag My Step to Protect campaign. And as a part of that, they have One Soap, One Tree campaign, where they sell their Orangutan Alliance soaps that are palm oil free, animal cruelty free, and a whole bunch of other great things that are good for the environment and good for animals. But I joined their One Book, One Tree campaign, and that was how, for every book bought, a tree is planted in the rainforest.
That's amazing. And I just want to say, so we've had your book at Gibson's for, I would say, less than a month. And I think we've sold out twice already, which
That's
is
great.
So cool. You are such an inspiration. You're so cool. What's your favorite orangutan fun fact? Like, what is one of the things you love the most about them?
My favorite fun fact about orangutans is the special relationship that the babies share with their mothers. And that was why I wrote Kwan the Orangutan Lost in the Rainforest, and that was to showcase the special relationship between baby orangutans and their mothers. And that is really why I decided to include that fact in my book, is it's one of my favorites. But there are so many incredible facts about orangutans. They share 97% of their DNA with us. They are the gardeners of a rainforest, which means when they eat the fruits, such as durian fruits, which are their favorites, they drop the seeds or poop them out, and the seeds end up in the ground, and that night, they make a new bed every night. And that night, when they make they spread the leaves and branches to make the new bed, that allows sunlight to come in and help those trees grow. So that is some of my favorite fun facts about orangutans, and they're very important to the rainforest and the rainforest ecosystem.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're crucial. Is there anything, before we start wrapping up, is there anything that you want to tell our listeners before we talk about where to find you online?
Get Kwan the Orangutan Lost in the Rainforest if you can. Buy palm oil-free products if you can. Donate to organizations like Orangutan Alliance and Orangutan Republic Foundation to help orangutans. And do everything you can to tell companies not to have palm oil in their products. And tell them about the effects that it has on orangutans in their habitat, the rainforest. And that was actually how my conservation journey got started. After the Memphis Zoo, I decided to take action on that, on the issue of orangutans and palm oil. And I wrote a letter to three companies that use palm oil in their products, telling them about the effects that it had on the rainforest. So that was one of the first things I did as the kid conservationist. And after I wrote those letters, Orangutan Alliance contacted me and named me their youth ambassador. And ever since then, I've been working towards my goal of getting orangutans off the endangered species list before it is too late.
That's so cool. How close are we, do you think, to getting them off the endangered species list?
So right now, orangutans are critically endangered, which is just one stage above extinct in the wild. Mm-hmm. So there are just around 115,000 orangutans that are left in the wild, which may sound like a big number, but it is not at all. They are critically endangered. So it's really important that we help orangutans now before it is too late and before they go extinct forever.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like you said, I mean, money talks, right? So if we are showing companies that we're willing to use palm oil free products and that those products are just as good as the ones that do use palm oil, then hopefully we can shift things and we can save the orangutans, because they're an amazing creature. And you are just so wonderful for spearheading this and for fighting for them. And I love your book. I read your book.
Thank you.
I bought your book. So your book is At Gibson's, Kwan the Orangutan. It's on our shelves now, and we will keep it on our shelves. We'll keep getting more and more from you as we sell out. So definitely, folks, buy it. Come get it. And you have a YouTube channel. You have a website as well, right? What's your website?
I do. My website is kidconservationist.com. If you want to check that out, or any of my social medias, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, that's Kid Conservationist.
Awesome. And I'll make sure to put all those links in the show notes so that folks can find you however they want to find you. And so we can all try to help to save the orangutans, because it is crucial. We need to get them off that endangered species list. Jack, I think that is all I have for you today. I am so thrilled that you were able to come chat with me a little bit, and I'm so excited to share this interview and your book with my listeners. And you are just, you're the coolest. And thank you so much for, bringing your book into the store and so we could carry it. And it was such a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, I'm super excited to have my books in Gibson's bookstore. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Jack. Have an awesome day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Huge thanks to kid conservationist Jack Dalton for joining me on the podcast. Kawan the Orangutan is available at Gibson's Bookstore. I'll put links in the show notes. Every copy purchased, a tree is planted in the rainforest. You can email us about the podcast at thelaydownpodcast@gmail.com. Our website is gibsonsbookstore.com, and we're also on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and we'll put those links in the show notes. Thank you all so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe so you'll know when we upload our next episode, and consider leaving us a nice review. Until next time, we'll see you in the stacks. Bye!